wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1353 of our trek and time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on with this trek called life, sometimes we have questions about life, so our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions that you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we'll strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, with so many families required to stay at home and attempting to homeschool their children, I understand that this is putting a real strain on relationships between spouses and also with their children. What wise tips can you share to help those families who are struggling? So our lesson for today will be the importance of family. The current situation with COVID-19 came upon us so quickly that no one worldwide was prepared for it. The uncertainty of the eventual outcome and the prospect of shelter-at-home policies lasting several weeks or possibly even months has everyone on edge. The family has always been the nucleus of society since original creation. And now we have a heightened need for everyone, including you, to understand that your family is important and that getting along is of supreme importance. Yes, this will require self-sacrificing for each family member, and that should stem from your love for each other. The family must be the place that is safe and free from hurts and heartaches. Just because we are family doesn't give anyone the right to be demeaning or disrespectful. Mother Teresa said it best, "We sometimes think that poverty is only being hungry, naked, and homeless. The poverty of being unwanted, unloved, and uncared for is the greatest poverty. We must start in our homes to remedy this kind of poverty." When a family sees each other as a gift from God and the uniqueness each one brings to the home, then and only then does it become a true sanctuary of peace and kindness and love and joy and laughter and patience and a bottomless bowl of grace. One of the best places to see God's intent for the family is found in Paul's instructions to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 21 through chapter 6 verse 4. Now I've heard it many times that the husband is superior in the home and that everyone falls into their proper place. This is not what Paul was implying at all. In fact, there must be a mutual submission to each other. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21 tells us, "And further submit one to another out of reverence for Christ." You must always understand Scripture in its context. In any organization, there needs to be a person who is ultimately responsible to God for that organization. In the family, the husband and father bears that responsibility. As a wife supports her husband, the husband has a much higher responsibility before God. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 25 and 26 reveals to us, "For husbands, this means love your wives, just as Christ loved the church, and he gave up his life to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word." And then next on to children, Paul said to obey their parents. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1, "Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do." To obey in this verse means to honor the wishes of your parents. Godly parents will never order something to be done that will harm the child or break the spirit of a child or cause the child to be disobedient to God. Just to make sure that the father understands this though, Paul wrote to us in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up in the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord." There must not be anything or anyone that comes between the family and the love they have for each other. Walt Disney even said, A man should never neglect the family for a business. Of course, that applies to the mother also. And it has been said, a family who plays together stays together, or a family who prays together stays together. Before this COVID-19 pandemic, during regular times, we would understand that this means that the best times for families can be vacations, or ball games, concerts, dance recitals, country fairs, camping trips, collecting lightning bugs, eating dinner together, praying, praising Jesus, helping a stranger, giving food to the hungry, visiting in the nursing home, reading the Bible, sharing Jesus, hugging, holding hands, and saying, I love you. And during this current situation, we understand that during these uncertain times, we cannot do many of these activities that I just read, but the most important ones we can still do, and that makes them even more special. Maya Angelou said it well when she said, I sustain myself with love of family. Being sustained by love of family is a comfort that will take away the fear and loneliness and replace it with the peace of knowing that I am loved by someone who is willing to always be there for me. It will also take away depression and replace it with joy and hope. Our family is a gift. Never take it for granted. Let us love each other unconditionally. Let us never allow ourselves to be so upset with our siblings or parents or children or other relatives that we stop talking with them. Our family is too precious to stay alienated, so make every effort to mend relationships. Let's remember, in Jesus, our family is forever. But here on earth, one day sooner than we can imagine, the people in our family will not always be around to share our laughter, to swap hugs, or to sit on the front porch and simply chat for hours. Let's not neglect any aspect of our family, the precious gift God wants to be the place of blessing and safety. Let's make sure that as far as possible with us, our family is a place for love to grow, and for us to know that each is precious and appreciated. If you happen to be in a situation where your physical family cannot be that, make sure that you build a spiritual family in Jesus. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next track will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So I encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,352 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.